cinch.
I talk to a lot of people, both in person and online, and can you believe that in the last year, one of the biggest complaints that I've heard, in fact, an increase of over 78%, is that they say they're having difficulty getting things done. Procrastination is at an all-time high for them. But you can avoid the time management meltdown. Hi, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at CallahanSolutions.com. The past few days, I have given you some of my tips to avoid a time management meltdown, as well as some tips from friends and colleagues. And today, I'll share three more ideas from my colleagues, and then we'll move on to another topic tomorrow. Today, it's more important than ever to make sure that the things we choose to spend our time on are the right things. Dan Millman says, "I learned that we can do anything, but we can't do everything, at least not at the same time." So think of your priorities not in terms of what activities you do, but when you do them. Timing is everything, and I couldn't agree more with Dan. So let's get on with those three tips. The first tip is from Willie Horton, who can be found on Twitter at Gurdy_net, GURDY_net. And he says, start the day with a clear and present mind. Meditate for 5 to 10 minutes first thing in the morning. The discipline will develop clarity and presence. Your subconscious mind will ensure that not only do you do the right things, but you do them in the best of your ability. Your success depends on what you pay attention to. And I agree, attention is so important. Thanks, Willie. Tip number two is from Lee Covey of Costa Mesa, California, and her company is Productive Order. And she says, put it on your calendar. She says, I enter what I am working on the calendar, even if it's a 15-minute project. I determine my priorities based on the required due date and time on what time of day would work best for that particular project thing. And she raises a really great point. Sometimes we create these to-do lists and time is so fluid that it makes it difficult for us to get things done. So once you have your to-do list figured out for the day, also allocate how much time you think each item should take and try putting it on your calendar and see how that works for you. And the last tip of the day is from Lindsay Kernel. He can also be found on Twitter at LKNERL. And she says, toggle it. She uses toggle.com, TOGGL.com, for everything in her business. She says, it helps me see at a glance what I'm spending most of my time on, which sometimes leads to massive reprioritization, she says. It's also given me the tools to go to my clients and say, hey, I'm spending way too much or too little time with this task. Shall we regroup? So check out toggle.com and see if you can't manage your time that way as well. Thanks to all of my colleagues for their three tips today. And that's it for the series on tips on time management meltdown. Tomorrow we'll start a new topic. So what do you think? Do you agree or disagree? What are you going to do and manage shifts that are happening in your business? Tell me about it. Just comment in the comments section and let's have a discussion. If you'd like more productivity tips and tricks, check out my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and organized will help you find your way. And if you like this cast, share it with friends on Twitter or Facebook. I sure would appreciate it. Thanks and have a great day. This is Stephanie Callahan signing off, and here's to your success.